We are Simon Leishman Gimel, towards the end of Sif Beis. The last two lines on that of Beis Amid Beis, the Lamar. Page 44, Balaz, Yesh Aimrim. Yesh Aimrim, the tale shohu somo latashaychom. Others hold if it's close to night, close to Shabbos. Pay somo lebohu, or it's close to bohu shukabolas Shabbos lididon. Now he's giving a shear of samur. Imu samur kolkar. She'im nitanein hakderov. That if the pot that he wants to be magzer, this pot was once halhoish. He took it off. And lo yitzuya, if it would be cold, the emsha lahartiha mi ba'oidyoim. That means, let us say, for example, it is 20 minutes before Shabbat. He has a tremendous pot. To warm up this pot, or the contents of the pot are cold now. To warm up the contents of this pot would take 50 minutes. It's 20 minutes before Shabbos. And when he puts it back, we're speaking about a kira that is not grufo k'tume. So putting it back, that's not grufo k'tume, 20 minutes before Shabbos, it is impossible for it to warm up. That means that it will first warm up after 50 minutes, which means 30 minutes in Shabbos. That means if we are cleaning a shaylev, he put down a cold pot, 20 minutes before Shabbos. It will first warm up 30 minutes in Shabbos and 50 minutes. Dinoy, so putting down this pot 20 minutes before Shabbos is kemoim v'Shabbos atmoy. So this is equivalent as if he would put down this pot in Shabbos. That means, we'll explain this soon, but it means, just to understand a little bit, till we see the Mishnah Berurah, it means since the pot will first get warmed up after 30 minutes in Shabbos, so this is equivalent as if he made a chazoreh in Shabbos. And a chazoreh in Shabbos is also if it's not grufo k'tumeh. So let us just say the words we are saying without explaining it at the present time. That means if he's putting it 20 minutes before Shabbos, he's making a chazoreh. This pot was on the flame before. He's making now a chazoreh. So if this chazoreh is capable of warming up the food before Shabbos, it will be warm before Shabbos, so then there's no problem whatsoever. He can put it on a grufa, a kira that's not grufa k'tume. This is not considered like he's making a chazoreh in Shabbos. He's making it before Shabbos. But if this chazoreh can only warm up the food in this kedeiro, if it will cook another 30 minutes in Shabbos, it can't get warmed up before Shabbos. But it has to cook another 30 minutes in Shabbos for it to get warmed up. So this is considered Ke'ilu, he made a Chazorah in Shabbos. And a Chazorah in Shabbos, we have guidelines. One is not permitted to make Chazorah on the Kira Sheine Grufa Uktuva. That is what the Gemara is saying over here. But let's just go further to finish the Gemara. V'yesh Mikilim Bozer. Others say that this is mutter. There's no problem to make a chazorah before Shabbos. All the dinei chazorah, if you're making a chazorah in Shabbos, I put down the pot before Shabbos, there's no problem whatsoever. Safilu, it is not Yeruva Ktum, it is also permissible. But the food is cold. The food is cold, and they're putting it, but it was cooked already. We're talking about the bushel cold tzolchay. It's mabushel, it's cooked. There's no problem about cooking. There's a problem about warming, and we'll explain this. We're talking about warming, not cooking. It's cooked already. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. We'll say so. V'yesh, but let's make it solid, so we'll be no problem. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. And others are mekil. But there's no problem. You can put it down now on the kira that is not iruf or ktuma, that is not covered. V'haminig lo'ako. And the minig is, most people are mako. Ahtoyim lahachmel b'mokein she'ein tzorech kol kach. But he says, if you could avoid this, this is a shitas harishonim, shitas hatoshvis, shitas harosh. We're playing with big guns over here that hold that this is also, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, you're being mechalel Shabbos if you put it down on the Eina Grufa Ktuna. So he said, preferably, you should not put it down on the Eina Grufa Ktuna. Now, let us see the Mishnah Brura. Now, let us see with the Mishnah Brura, Siv Kotten Ayin. Yesh Oimrim, the Choyl Shuhu Samor. Scott Nayan, the Mishnah Brura. Kidei Lohovin Dimrei HaYesh Oimrim, in order to understand the Shita, Muchach Ani Laharichta. So I have to be marich a little bit to explain this. The Hine. Hatoishvis v'horosh v'siyatom v'zagdoyle horishoinim ha'ichichu the be'erev Shabbos nami shayech dinei chazorim. They brought a raya from a gemore that is an iser chazore erev Shabbos. They have a gemore. Finished. Now, so we have a gemore. Behainu, what does that mean? Im notal mi boid yoim minakira. So let us see what we're talking about first. Something was on the kira erev Shabbos. I mean, a tanu l'didon. Our tanurim are similar to a kira. So Tosfos has a gemore osa lahachzir olov elim kein ugoro v'kotov. Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back on this kira unless the coals were taken out or the coals were covered. But if the it is not goro v'kotum, it is also. This is a gemara. Fine. So I know there's an issue. The hichu al zeh. So Tosfos says, could I have a gemara? But we have to understand this. Im kein da osrinim להחזיר אפילו בערב שבת, אם יסלק הקדירה מן הקירה בערב שבת, משכומר לא יהיה יוכל להחזיר. זאת כמה זאת אומרת כחידיש. הקדירה... In the morning on the skira, and I took it off in the morning, so finish. I can't put it back on the whole Erev Shabbos unless it's Kruf or Ktumah. That's the Taisha says a Gemara that you cannot put back, you cannot make Chazore on a kira that's not Kruf or Ktumah. So Taisha says that doesn't make sense. Something was cooking from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning. I took it off 9 o'clock. I can't put it back 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it has to be now. I have to make room for Stuman. Ve'eze shiel zman nosnu chachomim al zeh. So, in what time frame, do Chazal say that there's an Issa Chazal? It can't be a whole Erev Shabbos. Umaski, de'im hu somuch l'chasheche kol kach. If this chazore is made close tonight, ad she'im hoyokar, if it was cold, it's irrelevant what it is. But if it was cold, lo yoyo yochel la'artichoy bo'isoy's man, it would be impossible to warm it up. Osru os lahazir beloy gripe. So that means if 20 minutes before Shabbat, the contents of this pot, if it would be cold, it would be impossible with this ash to warm it up. So you are not allowed to put it back on the seish, and you have to take out the coals. Why? What is the reason? The im yiye mutter oz lahasir. If you're going to tell me I'm permitted to put it back, yazir gam b'shabbos. So then it will go back in Shabbos. He'll do what he's doing now, he'll do in Shabbos also. The kulo chodek zeirei, will be Shabbos also, and you're not allowed to be marzir akdeiro and akiro she'ein agrufo, shemo yechare. He might make hitui. Now, before we go further, let's try a little to explain what he's saying over here. There is, and some of this I saw in the Taisa of Shabbos, so can have a little clarity in this halacha. There is shihiyah and there is chazorah. There are two different things. Shia means I put down something before Shabbos, and the purpose is it should cook. The purpose I should have, normally Shia is for tonight, that I want to have a meal tonight, so putting it down before Shabbos. By Shia we have the guidelines that it should be, let's say how we pass in Lalohi. If it's halfway cooked, we were not afraid he'll be mechata the coals, so he is a macho that is halfway cooked. The coals are not covered, there's coals there. If it is halfway cooked, I'm not afraid he might be mechata the coals, because since the food is edible already for tonight, so then I'm not afraid it'll be mechata the coals, I'll stir the coals. This is mutter. Fine. So shia, the purpose of shia is I'm putting something on the kira. I should have food to eat tonight. Because I were afraid if it's less than halfway cooked, you might get nervous, say, what's going to be for tonight? It's not edible. You might come and stir the coals. Fine. So they said you have to take out the coals. But if it's halfway cooked, we're not afraid. Not afraid of finished animals. And then you'll have to leave it there. That is the translation of Shihiyah. Chazon and normally, Chazon is, let us say, I took out, let's say, Chazorah in Shabbos. Let us make it interesting. I put this away for Shabbos, for the Shabbos meal. I took it out, I had the Shabbos meal. There's some left over, and I want to put it back. Why? Because someone is coming in another half an hour, so I don't want it to get cold. So I'm making chazorah. I'm putting it back on the flame that it should remain warm. So now the purpose of chazorah is a purpose it should remain warm. That is chazorah. Chazorah and Shabbos was cooked already. The purpose of chazorah is that it should remain warm on Shabbos. I took it off the flame, and I wanted to remain warm, so I put it back again. Fine. The Tosfos Shabbos says, and let's not go into his raya's. The Tosfos Shabbos says, when a person puts back in Shabbos, where also he wants it to remain warm, the shash of Shemo Yechata is a bigger shash than by Shehiyah. This what he wants to do, he wants it to remain warm. It's in Shabbos already, the coals are already burnt out. This shash of Shemo Yechata, the shash of Shemo Yechata of Chazorah, is a bigger shash than the Shemo Yechata of Shiyan. Okay, let us just, I'll tell you the proof. He brings the Murdika proof. He says, by Shiyan, if it is Nisbashel called Sochoy, and Mitzdamik Veraloi, I'm allowed to put it, I don't need a black, I put it on Shia, I leave it on Erev Shabbos. And no problem, I should be mechater, I have no reason to be mechater. But by Chazorah, I ate it by a Shabbos meal, and now I want to put it back. There's a dinner, and here I need the next Chazorah. And it has to be good for Tumah. So we see that if a person is putting something on a fire, that it should remain warm, there's a greater shash of chitui. That's a mitzvah. He'll more readily come and stir the coals. Fine. So that is why by Chazorim, even though it's this marshal called Tolchoy, Tamit Megaloy, it has to be Gulfok too. Fine. So now we know Hazor, the Shash of Shemi Yechata by Hazor is greater than the Shash by Shia. Fine. Now let's go to our scenario. It is 20 minutes before Shabbos. He has, let's say, is a cold. Yeah, some it's completely cooked already, but it's cold. It's 20 minutes before Shabbos. It was cooked already before. He took it off. Now he's making chazorah 20 minutes before Shabbos. And he's going to put it on a flame. It's not good for him. He's going to put it on the flame. Now, this person is going to start scratching his head. Now, why am I putting it on? I want it to get warm. That's why I'm putting it on. It's cooked. There's no shayla. I'm making a chazorah for the purpose of chazorah, which is it should be warm. I want it to be warm. It's cold. I want it to be warm. Now, when is it going to get warm? In Shabbos, it's going to get warm. That means the chazorah, I'm making a chazorah erev Shabbos. but it's go. I need the heat of Shabbos to make it warm. Because if it won't be there, it has to cook 50 minutes to get warm. So I need the heat of Shabbos to ensure it's going to get warm. Now, if I'm going to have a heter to make a chazorah, which chazorah means I'm putting it on to get warm, and this chazorah I know will need the heat of Shabbos to ensure that it's going to be warm, I need 30 minutes in Shabbos to warm it up. And if I'm permitted to put this on a flame, chain a group of stumen, so I'm going to ask a question. If Chazal were afraid by Chazorim, Shema Yechadim, why did they say I'm allowed to put it on 20 minutes before Shabbos? When I know it's going to warm up in Shabbos, and the flame is not covered, and I might come and be mechabed, so why is it mutter? Not scratching his head. And you know what he's going to say? This is along the shikashim. What he's going to say is proof from this that chazdoria, you don't need to mutter, man. If the rabbi told me 20 minutes before Shabbos, I'm allowed to put it on a flame that's not groovy, stupid, and it's going to take another 50 minutes for it to get warm, then the rabbi wasn't afraid that I might stir the coals in Shabbos. So Zarai Chazorah doesn't need groovy, stupid. So this Erev Shabbos will put it 20 minutes before Shabbos on the Eina Grufa Tume. That Shabbos will be smarter. Then they'll put it on the Eina Grufa Tume in Shabbos. Chazal saw this. And it's a Moira Bikir. Mokim Litois. It's a Moira Bikir Mokim Litois. So Chazal said, if we're going to be matter him to put something that if it was cold, it'll have to warm up in Shabbos, he will come to the conclusion Chazorah does not need Grufa Ktume. That's going to be a lamed. And that's what's going to come about. Therefore, we ask him to put it on before Shabbos in as much that if it will be cold, it will not get warmed up before Shabbos. Now, let's just say two things. We don't look at the tavshil that he's putting down now. It could very well be speaking about he's putting down now a hot tavshil. But Chazal didn't want to say it now that he's putting down now. Chazal, if you're giving matter Chazalim, Erev Shabbos, the purpose of Chazorah is to warm something up or to ensure it remain warm. This will bring about that a person in Shabbos will also make a Chazorah on Ein Grof Ktume. He figured it out. If it's more than 20 minutes before and it's warming up 30 minutes in Shabbos, so you see by Chazorah there's no chash of Shema Yechadim, we don't need Grof Ktume. If whatever he put down will be cooked before Shabbat, will get warm before Shabbat, it's a little frozen, but it'll get warm before Shabbat, or he put it 50 minutes before Shabbat, so then there's no problem. Then there's no problem. So then there's no shash. There's no shash. Right. Well, we're talking about a plain stove without a blech. So that is the din. But now let us just say in this chumrah, there's a machlokes the chazaynish in Rabbi Eliyashi. The Chazaini says as follows. I'm putting down the pot. It's not Grufa Ktume. Putting it down on a flame. Small flame. This small flame cannot warm it up before Shabbos. So that's the statement. He says, but what is if I can raise the flame? The flame over here can get bigger. If I'll make the flame larger, it can get warm before Shabbos. So the Chazainish says, so then, forget about this thing. If a large slain could work, so that means he can get one before Shabbos. I got put it on a small flame. It's irrelevant. But the flame that I put it on, theoretically, could warm it up before Shabbos, and will make the flame bigger. So then there was no Zayla. This is the Chiddush of the Chazainish. Abu Yasha says, no. He has to first make the flame big. He made the flame big. Now, is allowed to put it on a big flame? Sure. This big flame will get warm in 15 minutes. So I was allowed to put it down on the big flame. So just make it big, then you can make it small again. As long as you made once a big flame, so it is possible already from this chazoret that will be cooked before Shabbos, no problem. Okay. So now let's see further the Mishnah Berurah. וכל זהו דעשה ישנים שסקירו הרמות ויש מקילים הוא דעש רשי וסייאטוי ברמות באותן יש מקילים נסבירו בלי גוזרו על חזורי כי משחשיך ולוי מבואי דיון רשי הולד this whole day רשי doesn't even gemara, there's no problem whatsoever because the רשי it looks so now he said, either was put right before Shabbos, or Yisomach Lebochu. Bizmano moyenoigim loyme bochu behagdim. They used to say bochu. The Kamash Melon, and the summer, this is Amotrai, this Motrai, Bochu is Amotrai. The summer, Bizman Amotrai, there was no Lechodaini for sure, and there was no Mishmashilayim and Shabbos. All these things came later. So Shabbos was when they said bochu. So when they said Bochu, that was Kabbalah Shabbos. Kamash Malon, the Kivin, they Bochu, Kabbalah Shabbos, Avi Shabbos Komo. Who being in Shoisi Yashir, that it should be able to warm up, Yekoyden Bochu now. I am the Mogin Avrom, Shechoylik Alzeh Svore, Alzeh Svire Lai Dolai Niska Alzeh Shira Koyden Chasheich and Lai Koyden Bohu. Fine. Tzivu Machloik is the Mogin Avrom and the Ramon. Imu Somu Kol Kai, Hainu. Afilu Koyden Shkiya Sacham Eizaz Man, Dinoi Kimoy Vishabe. That means if it cannot warm up in this time, so it's equivalent to Shabbos. Vahainu rak l'inyin d'bina grupo uktumo k'moy b'shabbos. That was the gzeira. The gzeira was, if grupo vahainu grupo k'tume will be mutter now, we'll say it's mutter in Shabbos also. Avulinyin d'aite l'hadzer, v'shoy nechen agavikaka l'bina n'bozer. V'chai l'gamri, something that is raw. Shoy l'hazir somach l'chashayich ha-mamish. Afilu l'ein aguf o'ktume, because something that's raw is a different lumdus. It'll never be mechate. He knows it's not, it will not be edible for tonight, and for tomorrow's it will be edible. There's no shash of chitur. Moshe kosev sleep aleph. עצמוי ודווקא אחר שנגמר כל בישול הגנר ומניחו למוין על הקירה עד הערב לשמור חיימו. This incident is completely cooked. He's putting it on that it should become warm, remain warm. וזהו דמחמרינן אם נטולו שלא להחזיר לו שאין גרוב. So the whole and sole purpose of putting it on the ash is it's for warmth. So we're afraid he's going to say if Chazorim for warmth is mutter an eine grufe, even though it's in the warm up in Shabbos, so you can make chazore in Shabbos also an eine grufe. Aber, kol zman shaloi nizbashu kol tzor. But what if it is not It is not cooked. That means, let's say, in cold soccer, let's say, means it is less than a half cooked. Noitlo umarvira b'chol gavri. The loyshaya lemigzer. The Yadzer Gam B'Shabbos, the Zeu Mebashel B'Shabbos. Now let's just explain this. That's what he said. Well, let's find the Mishneh Berurah Kipshuta. Let's say I have something that is half cooked. Let's say it's a half cooked. Mitzad Hilchis Shehiye, it is Mutar. Passions are more passions to have cooked, it's edible. You're allowed to keep it on a ash that's in the group of stupid. What? Yeah, let's make a bend with a half cooked. Now, if I'm going to make it now, I'm making a chazoret. That means I'm putting it down now on the fire 20 minutes before Shabbat for 2 weeks. Number one, I want it to cook more. It's half cooked. And it should all be cooked more. That's one reason. A second reason, I want it to be warm. So there's a dual reason for my putting it down on this age. Now, we just said before, we were afraid that if the whole purpose was for Hazorim, only for warming it, so this person is going to be a Lamdan. He's going to say, well, it's going to warm up in Shabbat, and it's going to warm up on the Eine Gruf of Ktumit, so see, Hazorim is with an Eine Gruf of Ktumit. So say, what's the difference before Shabbat and after Shabbat? But in this partially cooked, but not completely cooked. So he's going to start scratching his head. What I'm doing now, can I do in Shabbos? Has to show them. I'm cooking. If it's partially cooked, if I would do now what I'm doing in Shabbos, but if I do in Shabbos what I'm doing now, I think I wouldn't be allowed to do that. Because I'm cooking something that's halfway cooked. The more you cook it, the more the you're on ritual. So when he puts it down 20 minutes before Shabbos, he realizes that the only reason this is permissible is because it's Erev Shabbos. Forget about the chazorim, but it's mishal over his cooking. So the minute he realizes that this action that we permitted is because it's Erev Shabbos, he won't be alarmed. Well, it was mutter because what I live now is this is not mutter in Shabbos. So he won't make this choice. The whole choice is if it's completely cooked. And he made a chazorah on any group in Ketumah 20 minutes before Shabbos. So something completely cooked will make a chazorah in Shabbos also on any group in Ketumah. But if he made a chazorah, something that's partially cooked, they'll know that this is Erev Shabbos and this is Shabbos. So he won't compare these two chazores. Abul Kol's man said the machmerinim and told us all the chura the shayne gufer. Abul Kol's man shaloinis basul kol tzolko. Noit lo mazvira mechol gavne. Loi shaykhul the mitzvah diyach the gam b'shabbos. What he's doing now, he'll do in Shabbos also. So compare Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, they can never compare. She did the Mitzvah. He actually shows the answer to boy judge. The Yesh Machmirim Gan Bozev. Others say, no, we should be Machmir. Because we can understand the Chumah also. Because he's a real big Lamdan. I'm doing two things. I'm making a Bishul. That I understand this before Shabbat. But I'm making a Chazorah that's going to warm up in Shabbat. And this is Mutter. So I figured it out already. We can make Chazorah, even though it's not true, but Gentlemen. יש מחמור גם בזה משום לא ידבור. טעים להחמר. So the Gemara said, the army killing. ולפי זה, he said, but now if we know that Chazorim is awesome, ולפי זה, if we know that Chazorim is awesome before Shabbos, ולפי זה, אין ליטל הקדירו מקירו, so don't take off the Kedera, let's say he wants to leave it on a tunnel for Shabbos. He cooked it in the Kirin, now he's transferring it to a tunnel. So that falls into the category of Chazorim. Levisa in Lita La Kedera Mikirin, the Litne Al Gabi Tano Shenigo, the God in Soma La Chasesh. What? We explained already before this. Kirin has two openings, a tanner is cone-shaped. The after tanner shalom or dinike kire, or be kire guve yesh lach molodei yesu, bimut goro vekotem mutarach v'shabes. Now, let's go further in the remark. The remark, the davke, now this whole zere, we said it's a zere to make chazore before Shabbos, Ravke al-gabi kiro mamish to make a chazorah al-gabi kiro. Avol lishmoy, but if I'm taking it off the kiro and putting it next to the kiro, that means a kiro is an oven and I'll put it over here, there's a fire burning inside, so al-gabi a kiro. There is a Gzeira Shema Yechate. But to take the pot and put it next to the Kire, there is a Gzeira B'chol Shema Yechate. Smicha they were not there. Smicha they were not there. Avol Hikmoel, Afilu Somach La'esh, V'mokim Shiyad Tzelenis B'yishori, Afilu Somach L'chasheich. That means Smicha is not as homor as Chazora. Chazore is al gabi akira. So it's very, if it's on top of the kira, it'll stir the coals. If the coals are in the kira and he's made smichim, or he made it next to an ash, then they weren't machma. I will some glaze walking shot to let this for you, sorry. Then it is good. So he says, Al Gabi Kiramam Shem say yes, I'm Chazor Tom Sheikh Khanal. Mokim Shiat Sir Leather's boy, then if the leather's boy if you'll be shabby sorry. Some of Lacha Sheikh. אפילו סמל חשך, אין אפילו ניתנה לגמרי, אולי ניתנה לגמרי, אפילו בשעה בשורי, כמו שקוסו בסימן שיניון פס, סיף, פסבוב, והגוב. So that's this then, and then he says, "Bisano reichilik beilachzerolo, aylis meichetzli atano bisman chazal." It's always a negoro for kotem. Davke mokhen shiatzolenus by avenyatzolenus by shavil b'shabes by shivoy lekamet singur ches. Bisano reichilik kind of bisano shalzman atalmud. The avol is the bishela. They said already before because everything is called a negoro for k'tumim. מיירי לנישי וכמיירי חזורי אבל תנורים שלנו שפסוכים מן הצד הם כקירים תודה רבה